Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Something new is brewing at Starbucks while Panera is handing out a new plan for customers. Let's get the latest from RJ Hadavi, head of analytical research at the foot traffic analysis firm Placer AI based in Chicago. RJ, thank you for joining us today. And let's start by talking about this Olito thing, which is Starbucks coffee infused with olive oil. It has been tested in Italy. It's being introduced in the signature roaster locations, including the Reserve cafes in Chicago, including the big one that used to be in the old Crate and Barrel store on Michigan Avenue. Are coffee drinkers warming up to olive oil infused coffee?
Yeah, I think that question is left to be determined here at this point. If nothing else, it does seem to be eliciting a lot of reaction from the media and customers in general too. And it hasn't even been launched yet, so there seems to be some strong opinions on it. Generally speaking, the early reviews have been somewhat tepid on the product, but it does kind of speak to this idea of authenticity that a lot of restaurant chains are striving for at this point, where, you know, producing their products how they're made in their local markets. And so, you know, obviously coffee is a big, big in Italy, and this is a preparation method that they've seen over there. That said, we don't always have a 100% hit rate when things are made, in authentic fashion. And sometimes that, menu items have to be tailored for the U.S. audience. So I think a lot of times it'll be, big to be determined on this one, and we'll see what happens of it. You know, it's worth noting that, right now Starbucks is seeing a higher number of visitors total than they saw in, the pre-pandemic, but the total number of visits is actually down. And so I think this is a way to create some interest and generate buzz around it. And, if nothing else, it shouldn't add a lot of complexity to the menu. So I think Starbucks will take it slow and figure out what they have here before launching it on a wide scale, if they ever do that.
So this is based on an actual Italian coffee brewing tradition. This is not the byproduct of someone reaching for creamer and grabbing the bottle of olive oil instead.
Yeah, Starbucks is pretty good when it comes to, at least testing products like that. So I don't think they would just do that on that front, come up with something on the fly like that. But it'll be interesting to see, too. And, we've had some cases where, not every product Starbucks has introduced has landed and been part of the permanent rotation. So, and again, the fact that they have the roastery and Reserve stores gives them another outlet. That's a product that they usually, or those are locations that they use, tend to keep some of the more specialized products at anyways, too. And I suspect that may be where it gets limited to is kind of being a product in those type of venues.
And then meantime, if you go to Panera to pay for your muffin and cup of coffee in the morning, you could potentially pay with your palm.
Yeah, and so, it's interesting because, what we're talking about with Starbucks is, creating more demand and trying to generate, interest in the brand. This is a case where Panera is just trying to streamline the demand they've got, so getting people through the restaurant quicker. And so Panera is not alone in this case, where they're looking at new features to get people through the lines quicker and handle a greater number of visits, particularly during peak hours. Be interesting to see, because there has been a lot of experimentation with different payment types. We've seen Amazon has been a pioneer in this, and they're behind this palm ringing technology, but they've had the Just Walk Out technology at the Amazon Go stores. We've seen a lot of groups for sit down restaurants start to introduce pay at the table type technology. So I think it's an interesting test. It's one that I think it's going to take time to implement, because you do need to set up things. It's not something where you can just go in from day one, and you have to have certain things in place to be able to pay in this form. But if it does help streamline the order process and get people through quicker, makes it more convenient for customers, it might be something that they have there.
RJ Hadavi, head of analytical research at the foot traffic analysis firm Placer AI based in Chicago.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.